Eddie Lacy, he participated in the drill work and went through the teaching periods.
Is he and you feeling better about things, or is he?
Yeah, he's making progress.
You guys typically, Mike, on limited on Thursday, and you get them to Friday, and get them into the what you do on Friday. Have you seen like increased improvement as opposed to when you practiced on Friday?
Well, I think everybody responds clearly after a high tempo practice, and the workload is the highest of the week in the Thursday practices. So the opportunity to obviously recover from that, I think everybody benefits from it. So they feel good about their bodies. It's been helpful, and it leads to a better Saturday practice.
What would you say about the Bills defense? Are they comparable to the Seahawks? Their numbers are sensational.
Buffalo Bills defense is excellent. It really starts up front. I think they're extremely talented in both the run and the pass. Their linebackers are physical guys that can really run and hit. And I think I've been very impressed with the competitiveness and the aggressiveness of their secondary. So I think they're a complete defense. They do a lot of things the right way. Very aggressive, So playing in Buffalo is an experience. Will be a new experience for our players. So we're expecting a juggernaut.
Mike, I know you guys don't get up there a lot, but when you talk to people around the league, does Buffalo, the organization, the city, have a similar feel to what goes on around here, do you think?
Absolutely. Just in the first team meeting Wednesday, and really just outlined it for our players, the next opportunity like you do every week, and talked about Buffalo. Talked about the small town, the similar characteristics to Green Bay, the passion of their fan base, and really the type of environment we're getting ready to go into. So, it's an older, stadium, small locker room. So it's old school NFL football. So it's something that I've always appreciated playing there in the past. And once again, you got to make sure your team's ready for that.
Back to Buffalo's defense. What does a guy like Darius, what kind of challenges he pose with his ability to rush up and those edge rushers?
Excellent player. I mean, he's definitely a factor. And for a big man, his quickness is an ability to get off blocks. And, as far as the line movement, very active, very good player.
When you have so many good individual pass rushers as Buffalo does, how important is it to establish and stick with the running game on your side?
Well, I'm not going to get into what we're going to do. I mean, it's important to run it every week. It's important to run it on the road. They're excellent up front, so it's important for us to do the things that we feel that we match up very well against them. So I mean, that'll be our approach.
Like any more information on House?
Yeah, Devon House is going to have some tests tomorrow and maybe Saturday. So they haven't given me the itinerary for that. So we're still gathering information on his injury.
But probably not be able to play this week.
We'll let you know tomorrow.
That kind of been the track of his career. You always talk about stacking successes. It seems like he's always had a little something that's kind of prevented him from doing that.
Well, I think you got to look at the film. I mean, I think if you watch the tape and you see the position his body was in, I mean, I think you understand the injury. So hopefully it's not as bad as they maybe initially thought, and then that's why you're gathering more information. So I mean, it was a hell of a play by him. And I think, also Hooley was injured on the same play. I mean, both those guys were in an awkward position. So, I think it's clearly why you have to take a close look at those things. I mean, I don't think you just say, I think anybody probably might have been injured in that position.
Mike, I know Morgan's still obviously pretty young, all things considered, but what do you think he's done as far as being able to those younger guys, that safety, as far as the guy to work on?
I'll tell you, Morgan Burnett's having a great year. I mean, he made two plays in practice today that were phenomenal. So just really impressed with the step that he's taken, his ability to communicate, his understanding of defense, his command. You know, he's making plays. Obviously, he had a big play in the Falcons game with the interception. And he's has a great relationship, not only with the safeties, but with the corners. And, you know, him and Sam Shields are very close. So Morgan's he's an excellent fit for us, and he's doing a heck of a job.